أهلا وسهلا. أنا اسمي أستاذ جي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلا وسهلا and welcome to Al-Kitab Chapter 10, Podcast Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 166 to 175. Okay, let's get started. We're learning about Khalid's family. Let's go to the vocabulary on page 167.
Looking at the second item there, التي.
That or which, it's the feminine form. What's the masculine?
الذي.
Okay, and you only use those when you're talking about something definite. So, for an example,
أنا عارف الأستاذة التي تدرس.
Okay, I know the female professor who teaches Arabic. So for
a review of the masculine, الذي.
أنا عارف الأستاذ الذي يدرس اللغة الإنجليزية. I know the professor who teaches English. All right, so let's review. What if we just wanted to say, I know a professor who teaches Arabic or English? All right?
In this case, we don't need the التي or the الذي.
So you could say something like, أنا أعرف أستاذة تدرس اللغة العربية. I know a professor who teaches Arabic. Okay, but there's really no who in there, right? Because you don't need one if it's indefinite. Same with the masculine. أنا أعرف أستاذ يدرس اللغة الإنجليزية. I know a professor who teaches English. But if you're talking about one in particular, then you need to use this.
التي.
أنا أعرف الأستاذة التي تدرس اللغة العربية. And the only other word we want to look at is down towards the bottom. I can. Or literally, it is possible for me to. The examples they give you there, يمكنني أن. So it is possible for me to. Or يمكنك, or يمكنك, or يمكنه أن. So this little particle أن after there kind of makes an infinitive type thing. So, يمكنني أن أخرج. So, it is possible for me to leave, or I can leave. But you can also take away the أن and just use the مصدر. So you can say, يمكنني الخروج. I can leave. So we've got يمكنني الخروج, or يمكنني أن أخرج. And after the أن, remember the verb following, it actually has a little fatha. يمكنني أن أخرج instead of أخرج like normal. أنا أخرج. I leave. I am leaving. يمكنني أن أخرج. And we'll talk more about that in this podcast in like 1 minute. Moving on to تمرين اثنان, drill 2. أسأل زملائكم. Ask your colleagues. These ones are pretty straightforward, pretty easy. Just as a quick review, let's look at number 2. What time they come to campus usually? How can you say what time? All right, there's the one way that we learned recently. في أي ساعة. في أي ساعة. Or if you want to change it a little bit, what if you just wanted to say when? كيف نقول when? متى. متى. So if you're asking one of your friends, a male, this question, you can say something like, في أي ساعة تجي إلى الجامعة. Okay, looking at number 7, when they became a college student. So we learned how to say to become. How do you say college student? Some of you are probably thinking in idafa, right? Like,
طالب الكلية.
The first problem with that is that كلية in Arabic means like the college of something. It's not a word used like in English. We say, I'm going to college, I'm going to the university, and sometimes we mean the same thing. But if you just say, I'm going to college or university in Arabic, you need to differentiate. You need to say, الجامعة, the university. Okay, so let's think of this as, when did they become a university student? And instead of doing an idafa, we're actually going to make university into an adjective. So what do you think that is? University? جامعة. If you want to make it into an adjective, جامعي. Okay, so when did you become طالب جامعي. متى أصبحت طالب جامعي or طالبة جامعية؟ يلا, moving on to تمرين 4, drill 4. We're reviewing the pattern here. Remember the وزن? What do we need to do to be able to figure out what the وزن is? That's right, we've got to know the جذر, the root. Okay, so let's look at the first one together. الكلمة. The word they give us, جامع, which is mosque, not university, right? First, we need to determine what the root is. So what's the root here? Yeah, this is an easy one. It's جيم, ميم, عين. Okay, so how do we do the pattern? Well, remember those three magic letters? ف, عين, and لام. We replace the root letters with those letters. So we're left with ف, ألف, عين, لام. فاعل. And remember the short vowels, like the كسرة in this one, needs to also be in the وزن. It's a part of it. So فاعل, with the كسرة there as well. Okay, moving on to القواعد, the grammar. Page 173. المداريا, المنصوب. I'm going to skip the stuff at the first half of the page, move down to the box where it says المصدر equals أن
plus المدارع المنصوب.
Alright, so basically they're saying that you can use the مصدر or أن with a verb in the مدارع منصوب to mean basically the same thing. Let's look at the first example they give us.
كنت أريد أن أدخل كلية الأداب.
Okay, so here they're using the أن with the مدارع منصوب. So how do you know it's مدارع منصوب if there's no vowel? Well, you can't really tell. I mean, you know because there's an أن there. But in vocalized text, it's going to be
كنت أريد أن أدخل
with a فتحة, right? We talked about that a minute ago. And that's basically what happens. The verb, instead of a دمة, takes an a fatha, if there was a dhamma. Alright, looking at the same example with the masdar. كنت أريد دخول
كلية الأداب.
So in this example, they are using the masdar, دخول. And why isn't it الدخول with an alif lam? That's right, because it's part of an idafa. It's the first term of an idafa, which never takes the alif lam.
كنت أريد دخول كلية الأداب.
Let's look at the chart on 174. So what I said about there being a dhamma on the end of a present tense verb changes to a fatha. This chart helps us understand that. So let's look at the أنا أريد, okay? أنا أريد أن أذهب. Because أذهب by itself would just be أذهبوا, right? But if it follows أن, then it's got to be a fatha at the end of it. أريد أن أذهب. Okay, the same with moving down, enta, enta turid an tadhaba. Alright, but where it changes is with the forms for enti, entum, and hum. Alright, so let's look at the enti form. Turidin an tadhabi. Okay, so there we're not adding the fatha, we're just dropping the noon. Turidin an tadhabi. That's why all throughout the book you see these three personal pronouns with two separate forms of the verb. You'll see tadhabi and tadhabin. And now you know when to use that after an in the mudari al-mansub. Moving on to tamrin 9, drill 9. Read each sentence and identify al-masdar. Then rewrite the sentence using al-mudari al-mansub.
And write the vowels on the al-mudari al-mansub.
I'm just going to do a couple of these with you. Rakam 1. Number 1. أحب السفر
إلى الشرق الأوسط.
So what's the مصدر? Right. السفر, okay, traveling. If we want to make this into a مضارع منصوب, we say أحب أن, and then what's the pronoun? Yeah, it's أنا. So how do you say I travel? أسافر. أحب أن أسافر. And we also want to add the فتحة, remember, after أن. أحب أن أسافر
إلا الشرق الأوسط.
Okay, how about رقم 6. لماذا ترفضون مشاهدة هذا الفيلم? Where's the مصدر? It's مشاهدة. Why is there no alif lam on it? That's right, because it's the first term of an idafa. مشاهدة هذا الفيلم. The watching of this movie. Okay, so لماذا ترفضون? What's the pronoun? ترفضون. أنتم. Okay, أنتم. لماذا ترفضون أن تشاهدوا? Okay, remember, this is one of the ones that the noon drops off. لماذا ترفضون أن تشاهدوا
هذا الفيلم؟
This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook الكتاب في تعلم العربية Part 1, Second Edition by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi from Georgetown University Press.
Thank you.